going to switch files.
You're going to switch files and come right back up. Next thing is going to be change of zone number 1831, filed on behalf of East Gate Farm.
Okay. This is a change of zone request that the county council held a public hearing on November 28th of last year. Planning commission held a public hearing on October 26th. Planning commission did recommend approval of the change of zone from AR1 to B1.
Any questions from council? Entertain them. Mr. Moore, if you'd read a short title.
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a B1 neighborhood business district for a certain parcel of land lying being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 16.669 acres, more or less, for the reasons given through planning and zoning as number 1 through 6. I will point out planning and zoning had reasons 1 through 7, but their seventh reason was that there was no opposition. We know in our hearing there was some opposition.
Okay. Pleasure, council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Mr. Arlett to approve changes on 1831. Any questions? We'll take the vote, and this is in Mr. Burton's district. We'll start, Mr. Burton.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I really feel with this application that we got a real once in a lifetime opportunity to really plan an area that is predominantly AR1 all around it, with just the growth coming. So I think we should. I think we should take the time to get this right, because this whole area needs to really be looked at as it relates to the future. So I think this is a very important beginning step to a very growing area. So with all that being said, although the Planning and Zoning Commission recommended approval of this rezoning application, I believe it should be denied. I'm very concerned about planning for future development of the Route 1 corridor between Milford and Milton, and then south to Lewis. This is one of the first changes in zone application that Sussex County has considered along Route 1 north of Milford. According to the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, the property is located in a town center area. Although this area suggests that B1 neighborhood business is appropriate with this area, the existing AR1 agricultural residential zoning is equally appropriate under the plan. There are no other properties within Sussex County on the eastern side of Route 1 and south of Route 30 with business or commercial zoning. While there are lands with institutional zoning designated by the city of Milford nearby, that tract is isolated from other developing areas of the city, and it is surrounded by residentially zoned properties within the city on two sides, and Sussex County low-density AR1 land as the other two sides. The east side of Route 1 from Route 30 area to south of Milton is largely protected land. According to the future land use map in the current Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, these protected lands include federal lands, state-owned lands, agricultural preservation easements, conservation lands, or major wetland areas. More intensive business and commercial development is not as compatible with these protected lands as the existing low-density residential development or agricultural use under the existing AR1 zoning. On the other hand, properties west of Route 1 do not have the same issues, and business or commercial development may be appropriate in those areas. This property is a keystone in how Sussex County treats future land use applications and development east of Route 1. If we approve this one, it signals that Sussex County believes that more intense uses are appropriate in this area. I do not want to start that trend with this property. I believe that this property, as well as the lands between here and south of Milton on the east side of Route 1, should remain AR1 with the uses permitted under that zoning classification. For all these reasons, it is my vote that we should deny application 1831.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Arlett.
Well, I think there's been a lot of input on this one. And I will say that the hospital is the largest economic development property, I believe, in this entire county's history. Is that correct? I think it is, up to this point. So I think that, which means change is coming. I mean, you just can't say one to a big thing and then nothing around it. So I will share with you that I think that change is coming and change is needed. I mean, in order to support that infrastructure and support that business, and I think the cat's been let out of the bag, as they say, so to speak. But at the same time, I would concur with Councilman Burton that you have to be cautious about how you move forward with that. I would encourage in that circumstance, because it is kind of a first and you got the residences around it, I think it is cautious to be foreseeable that one should consider an agricultural residential with a conditional use, i.e. there's specificity, right? I always get that one wrong. You know what you're getting when you approve it. In a B1 or a change of zone, you don't necessarily. They're not legally bound to build what was presented. So I think you have to lean into the change. So I think the residents have to be aware change is coming. But I think as the council, I think we do have to be responsible in leaning into that. And so therefore, though I support change and growth in that area to support that business in this specific case, because it's a change of zone versus a condition use, I will also vote against it.
Mr. Wilson.
I vote deny.
Based on Burton's comments?
Mr. Burton's comments.
Okay, sure. Mr. Cole.
I believe the Route 1 corridor does establish a good boundary separating the commercial and the largely AR1 residential low-density area on the east side. So that, and with other things that have been said, I think I'm looking at voting no on that application for that reason and others that Mr. Burton elaborated on.
Okay. I would agree with Mr. Burton's comments, and I think everyone pretty much is saying the same thing. Well thought out, good comments, good reasoning, and I certainly agree with that. I'll vote no. Motion is denied. Next, ma'am, is conditional use number 2107.
Thank you.
On behalf of Gilbert Development Group.
The County Council held a public hearing on December 12th of last year. At that time, you deferred action for a recommendation by Planning Commission. Planning Commission did make a recommendation at their December 14th meeting, and they did recommend approval of the application for reasons 1 through 7 and conditions 8A through L.
Any questions from Council? More read short title, please.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a mini storage to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 3.21 acres, more or less, for the reasons given by planning zoning numbered 1 through 7, with the conditions 8A through L.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Yep. Motion, second. Mr. Arlett. Second, Mr. Burton.
I was not at the public hearing.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
But I have reviewed the tapes, and I'm prepared to vote, but okay. I do not want a second.
Okay. Have a motion, Mr. Arlett. Second, Mr. Cole. Mm-hmm. Any questions on that motion? It's Mr. Cole's district. Mr. Cole, you vote first.
Based on the County Council's record, and as I look down at the Planning and Zoning's reasonings, I actually followed along with their thought process, and I feel that the use of the mini storage is not a desirable for the general convenience and welfare of the neighboring properties and development in the area. The comp plan designates this as a developing area, and the area has developed over the years with residential subdivisions and other types of residential communities. Also, and that's not only in the county, but it's also in the city of Ocean View, which also abuts this area and is contiguous to it. And they're all zoned residential. So testimony from the communities was that the CU was not a fit for the area and could diminish property values in a residential district. The AR and the MR zoning is what is predominantly in that area, and those are residential districts, so therefore I believe it also could have an impact. Testimony from the applicant was that the there was a need for storage in the area, but there was also testimony at our hearing that the nearby facilities were not filled up and space was readily available. And so therefore, they questioned the need for additional mini storages. The Muddy Neck Road has become an alternate route due to the congestion on Route 26. This traffic is steadily increasing on that roadway. It's become a backdoor access to South Bethany and Bethany Beach, and in approving, I think, commercial development, and is not compatible with the established residential trends in that area. The approval of a storage facility would also set a precedent for other uses that would not be would not complement residential neighborhoods. A CU is a permit, and once this would be approved, if it was approved, it would be permanent. And a permit implies that it should be temporary or possibly temporary. So if it failed or something didn't occur there, it would not, once built, would not actually revert back to a residential use. So we would be stuck with a commercial activity or commercial looking place well into the future. So that would have maybe long-term negative impacts on the residential neighborhood characteristics. This project would probably be better suited for AR1 land that's located on roadways similar to 26, 113, 54, Route 9, et cetera. Muddy Neck Road is an AR residential developing area, and I believe it should remain. It was also cited that the funeral home and the garden center that are in the area, and this was cited by the applicant, that the storage facility would blend in with those uses, and I don't believe a mini storage located there would in any way be similar to a funeral home, which has very little activity, and the garden center, which is a nice fit for the neighborhood. So the opposition agrees with that testimony, and I also concur with the opposition on and support their concerns. So my vote is no.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Arlett.
Very impressive testimony there, Mr. Cole.
I got a lot of little notes.
Hence all your notes there. I'm telling you, you ought to keep that one for the archive. It's impressive. Don't throw that away. That was good. But I will share with you yet again. I'm very familiar with this property. And that roadway, as I've traveled to many of times, hundreds of times, and over the years, and it is predominantly residential. And that doesn't mean again that there's not opportunities for some supporting light, commercial, if you would. But I think when you have a storage facility, it's not just based on traffic. I think there was some testimony to the effect that there would be less cars, less intrusive on the traffic side with the storage facility versus that of residences. And that's probably some truth to that. But I think in the end, it is still a residential community, residential area there. And I think for that reason, I will agree with Mr. Cole and vote against it.
Mr. Burton.
I concur with Councilman Arlett and Pastor Cole that it's just in it just doesn't fit. So I agree with what Cole said, and my vote would be no.
Mr. Wilson.
I agree with Pastor Cole.
Wow.
I do not.
Shoot. Okay. I also would agree with what Councilman Cole said, Councilman Arlett, and Councilman Burton. Councilman Wilson, it's an AR1 area. It just doesn't make a lot of sense to me to put that in there. And I think there was reasonably justification to deny it, although no motion is denied. Next, ma'am, is change of zone number 1839.
Excuse me. County Council held a public hearing on January 23rd of this year. At the time, he deferred action for further consideration. The change of zone is from AR1 to CR1. The Planning Commission did discuss the application, and they recommended denial of the change of zone for reasons 1 through 8.
Any questions from Council? More read short title, please.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural business agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 4.0 acres, more or less.
Pleasure, Council.
I'll introduce it.
Motion, okay. Mr. Burton makes a motion to grant change of zone 1839. Second by Mr. Arlett. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Burton, it's your district.
Yes. As a planning and zoning commissioner in 2015, I voted against the CR1 across the street at the site that is now the Habitat for the Humanity. County Council then voted against the planning and zoning recommendation and zoned that property CR1. Back then, my vote against this application was partly or mainly because the commercial is predominantly on the north side of Route 9. This property that we're talking about now is a property that is on the north side of Route 9 and has commercial property next to it and in close proximity. So therefore, based on the record created before Planning and Zoning and Sussex County Council, my vote is to approve this application for change of zone from AR1 to CR1 for the following reasons. The comprehensive land plan states that development should occur on or near major roads. The property is located along Route 9, Lewis Georgetown Highway, which is a major collector road, and therefore the property is in an appropriate location to provide a wide variety of uses along a thoroughfare. The CR1 zoning, commercial residential district zone, is appropriate since the Sussex County Zoning Code states that the purpose of such a zoning is to provide for a wide variety of commercial and service activities generally serving a wide area, and that such uses should be located along existing major thoroughfares where a general mixture of commercial and service activities now exist. In this case, the rezoning along Route 9 falls within the stated purposes of the CR1 commercial district. The comprehensive land use plan classification for this property is low density. CR1 can be considered in the low density area classification. While there are residential uses in the surrounding area, the surrounding uses also include several businesses and commercial uses, including an antique store, a gun store, the applicant's existing building supply store. There are also some additional conditional uses in the surrounding area. The CR1 zoning will be consistent with the area's zoning, and the use is compatible with the surrounding properties. The property is located adjacent to other properties owned by the applicant, Seashore Highway Associates, which are zoned CR1. This location is appropriate for a CR1 zoning and will allow the expansion of the applicant's existing commercial use on the adjacent property by creating one consistent zoning category for both properties. The proposed use will promote the orderly growth, convenience, order, prosperity, and welfare of Sussex County and its residents. The use will not adversely affect neighboring or adjacent properties or the area roadways. Any development of the property under CR1 zoning will be subject to site plan review by the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission to ensure compliance with all requirements of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The applicant will be required to meet or exceed all dealt out requirements associated with any permitted use of the property. Therefore, my vote is yes to this application.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Arlett?
I would concur with Mr. Burton and vote in favor.
Mr. Wilson?
I would vote yes. I know there's already too much traffic on Route 9, and But there's other businesses right nearby, like the gun shop, all those. So I see no reason why not vote for it.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Cole?
Yeah, I'm going to also concur. I'll vote yes, because adding to an existing commercial site is appropriate, an expansion of a CR1 district is consistent with the comprehensive land use plans. And Route 9 has been trending to more commercial rezonings over the past number of years. So, yes.
Okay. I also agree with Mr. Burton's letting the record his reasons, and everybody else's. I concur what they're saying. I think Route 9 certainly is going to be commercial. The area on North Route 9 has been now, and to expand what's already there, CR1 makes sense. I'm going to vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Grant request. Ms. Jennings, we have one.
Yes.